The latest location for an emergency homeless shelter in Saratoga Springs has been selected. Shelters of Saratoga, a case-managed homeless support organization, has been the operator of Code Blue Saratoga for the last several seasons. The emergency homeless shelter, opened during winter months, has bounced around the Spa City since its inception in 2013, sometimes facing criticism from neighbors. An attempt by shelters to build a permanent building to house the Code Blue program was pulled back after a court battle and opposition from neighbors. So the nonprofit will again use a temporary location. On Thursday, SOS announced that Code Blue Saratoga will be located at 4 Adelphi Street in Saratoga Springs. SOS Executive Director Karen Gregory says the shelter's location has advantages.
It's directly across the street from mental health services. It's in walking distance to employment. It also has transitional services on the right side of the building as well.
The building just off South Broadway was chosen after a search by shelters and with assistance from the city. City leaders have pledged $50,000 to help support costs like rent during the off-season. City Finance Commissioner Michelle Madigan.
So this temporary shelter does come with a monthly rent. So the city felt that we needed to be involved and be able to help shelters cover that cost because we were having a hard time finding a temporary solution.
The lease for the new space will allow SOS to run Code Blue for the next two seasons. Meantime, Gregory says the organization will continue its search for a permanent solution.
We're going to keep moving forward and, you know, keep working very strategically on finding that location and making that a possibility. So when we exit after two seasons from Adelphi, we go into a permanent property.
The city is also contributing funding to SOS for the first time for outreach efforts. Again, Commissioner Madigan.
We did contribute in the budget $20,000 this year for Code Blue, for shelters, to do outreach. And this is in line with money that the city contributes to, say, the Franklin Community Center and Center for the Family and even the Saratoga Springs Senior Center.
In addition, the Bonaccio Construction Company is working to make upgrades to the building, installing floors, walls, heat, plumbing, and electric. B&B Plumbing and Heating is also assisting. Gregory says a planned opening date is set for November 1st.
That's the goal. Fingers crossed. Absolutely.
Gregory says SOS will reach out to past volunteers later this month. Under a mandate from Governor Andrew Cuomo, shelters must open their doors to anyone in need on nights below 32 degrees. Shelters of Saratoga has housed dozens of people on cold nights in recent years. SOS anticipates 60 beds at the new location. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.